Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
What does it mean to be free? In the last blog, I said freedom requires having both choice and control. When either is missing, freedom is but an illusion. So how does one know if they are truly free? I believe having choice and control, being free, is demonstrated by a lack of fear on the part of the individual towards the thing that they are free from. Conversely, if one is fearful, they are not likely free. To demonstrate this point, let's take the recent discussion regarding the COVID vaccine mandates as an example. Although it is pretty clear that the population is not only divided, but truly polarized regarding this, my point is not to take a side, but rather to show the power of fear and how fear robs people of freedom. Everyone has the choice as to whether or not to take the jab. This is good, and it does appear to be advancing freedom. However, how much control does one have in this matter? If one's decision not to take the jab results in losing their job and livelihood, how is that being in control? This is not freedom, as it involves surrendering either the choice of whether or not to take the jab or the control over keeping or losing one's job. It is brilliantly deceptive, but deceptive all the same. If choosing to jab or not to jab is fraught with fear, there is no freedom. This helps to explain why the population seems to be rather comatose regarding recent events and concerns. The best way to control a population, that is, the best way to strip people of their freedom, is to inject an unhealthy dose of fear. Nobody likes being fearful. Fear can be paralyzing. To avoid being fearful, people are coerced into surrendering their freedom, most often through playing choice against control. Let's take a look at a few more examples. We have already discussed how the COVID pandemic is being played out, pitting the jab or the choice against the possibility of losing one's job. Control has resulted in many people being controlled by fear. What about climate change? Same thing. Species extinctions? Same. Dissenting opinions? Same thing. Standing on principle? Right. Closer to home, what about school? Yes, you have a choice, but if you have to surrender control to a government agency, you have no freedom. The result will be fear. Fear of not doing enough. Fear of doing the wrong thing, fear of handicapping your children's future by not having high school credits and diploma. And what about the helpers, those we call facilitators? Unless they are truly acquainted with what freedom is, they will most likely stoke the fears associated with not doing school and place you under the control of their agency. Are you fearful that home educating your children will result in negative consequences? If so, you're not free. Why? Either you have no choice or no control, or worse still, neither. If there is any fear at all regarding anything, I suggest it's time to reevaluate what is missing from your freedom formula. One more thing. Fear is often implemented through penalties for not surrendering your choice or control. This is usually done through threats and fines, often without authority of true enforcement. In other words, threats and fines are designed to make you fearful, which in turn robs you of your freedom. The threat of failing your children does exactly the same thing.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.